This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're out this week with the third installment of the National Economic Survey we've been doing since late last fall, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. One of the new questions we asked this time was how people are feeling about their chances in this economy, specifically whether they feel the economy is rigged. The answer from 71% of all the people we talked to was, you betcha. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on who feels that way and why.
Democrats, Republicans, young, old, rich, poor, blacks, whites, and Hispanics, majorities of all those groups told us, yes, the economy is rigged. About 83% of the African Americans we polled felt this way, including Brad Lewis. He lives in Washington's Anacostia neighborhood.
Nancy?
Brad.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Come on in.
I step into Brad's bright yellow house. I find out Brad's 57. He's a health benefits consultant. Yeah. One way he sees the economy as rigged, the struggle to get a loan or credit card.
So it's much harder to get good credit if, for say, you're a lower or moderate income person of color who lives in a urban area.
Brad says he's in the middle class, barely.
I do sometimes feel like I'm clinging to the middle class because just the daily or the monthly expenses are getting higher. And you're wondering, well, my income isn't necessarily matching that.
Brad says he chats with his neighbors about this all the time. They feel the same way. He picks up the phone and calls one.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? So I've been interviewed for a couple of minutes.
Crystal Banks comes right over.
How are you?
Crystal Banks.
Hi, Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Hi.
Thank you for coming over. I really
Crystal was happy to chat. We gave her a break from her crying two-year-old grandson, who lives with her, along with her daughter. I asked her whether the economy is rigged. She talked about who the economy is rigged against.
For someone who is just getting out of prison, who really, really wants to get a job and go do the right thing, and they are not able to because they have this thing that follows with them.
I tell Crystal I talked to someone who answered our poll who considers himself wealthy, and even he agrees the economy is rigged. For him, he'd even be willing to pay more taxes.
Wow, he sounds like a great guy.
The guy is Alan Johnston. I went to see him, too, along with his wife, Anne Cross.
Your house is spotless.
We sit down across from a brick fireplace in their sunny, antique-filled living room. Alan and Anne live in the Maryland suburbs of Washington. They're both demographers. He's retired. She's semi-retired. Alan was the first in his family to go to college. He worked hard over the years. He saved up enough money that now, he says, he's in the top 5%.
The system's rigged, and it's to my benefit. I don't think that's a good thing, but it is.
Now, I asked everyone I interviewed if the economy can be unrigged, fixed, so it's more equal. Everyone said yes, but Alan was the only one who had a specific plan. He's thought about this a lot. He says, make the tax system more progressive, so the rich pay a bigger share of their income to the taxman. He says he knows a lot of people who feel the same way.
Yes, we talk about it, and if they have enough income, then they have to pay more taxes. That's fine with them.
There's just one problem, says Barry Lynn of New America. He researches economic inequality, and he says there's a growing gap between the very rich in the top 1% and the Alan Johnstons in the top 5%, a gap the 5%ers don't even see.
They're not noticing so much as the breach that's opening between them and the people above them. And that's opening a lot faster than the one between them and the folks below them.
And Lynn says the very rich, those in the top 0.5%, are doing fine under the current system and may not think it's rigged at all. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
More stories coming the rest of the week out of the latest edition of the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. Meanwhile, we've got all the data online if you want to dig in, and at marketplace.org, a quiz. Find out where you fall in our Economic Anxiety Index.